Good morning, students. Today let us continue the political parties. The first 2 periods, last 2 periods, we discussed elaborately. In the first class, we discussed what is a political party, what are the functions of the political parties, what are the main policies of the political parties that we had seen. Second, the next last period we discussed about the national and the state level political parties, how they are functioning, how they are getting approval from the election commission. Then what are the major, what are the national parties, recognized political parties, the 6 national level political parties we discussed. Then we discussed about what are state parties also. Now let us discuss that the political parties are facing, or the political party system having some challenges to the people as well as the political parties. What kind of challenges they are there? See, political parties, many political parties are there with us. Some political parties, they are capturing power. Some political parties, they are sitting on opposition side. Okay, but whatever they are making a lot of developmental works, welfare programs, but the people after end of the 5 years of term, they are always maximum dissatisfying over the performance of the political parties. This shows that no political party can absolutely fulfill the needs of the people. The problem, some problems they are supposed solved, and some new problems are always coming up. Anyway, the political parties are essential. But what type of challenges they are there in the political party system? First one, lack of internal democracy. The political parties mostly dominated by the top level leaders. There is no internal democracy. That means top level leaders, they do not discuss with the many leaders. They may discuss with their family members or the important close leaders of the political parties. Okay, so ordinary members who are working for the party for many decades together, but they are not consulted at all. They are not given any importance. Only the top level leaders, they take major decisions of the party. They field whoever have to contest the elections, who cannot contest the election, they decide. The real workers for the party for many decades, they never get the chances. The real workers of the political parties, they are always present in the lower level. They can never occupy the topmost level of the political party. Okay, so this is one kind of challenge to the political party system in India. And another problem is that the political parties, the top level leaders, they are always giving higher level of parties or contesting chances to them, those who are always obedient to them. If they raise their voice against the top level leaders, they will not give chance for them to contest the elections. Okay, whether they like it or not, the top level leaders' policies or the decisions must be accepted by the lower level leaders or representatives. Then only they can survive in the political parties. Otherwise, they have to leave the party and they have to join other political party. This is one of the challenges. Second challenge is that dynastic succession. What is this? Actually, most of the political parties, they are giving importance to their family members. Nowadays, for example, Indian National Congress is controlled by the Nehru family for the last 100 years. See, first generation Sri Motilal Nehru, in the 1920s he was very popular in the party. Then 1930s to 1960s Jawaharlal Nehru, 1960s, later part of 1960 to early part of 1980s, Srimati Indira Gandhi. Then his son, Rajiv Gandhi. Then Sonia Gandhi. now Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi. They are there. If you take a state party DMK, DMK party, Sri Karunanidhi, then he is followed by his son, Mr. M.K. Stalin. And in that party also, some members of the same Karunanidhi's family, they occupy topmost positions. Okay, so the National Conference in Jammu and Kashmir, that Sheikh Abdullah, Farooq Abdullah, now Umar Abdullah, like this family members. Samajwadi Party in Uttar Pradesh, that Mulayam Singh Yadav, then followed by Akhilesh Yadav. So, the family members, whether they are eligible or not, they are talented or not, they are easily occupying the topmost positions because they were born as the son or daughter of that particular family or leader's son or daughter. So there is no transparency within the political party. This affects the real workers of the parties. They do not get the chances to win or contest the elections. This is another challenge. Next, money and muscle power. This is the great challenge to the Indian democracy or political party system. See here, the lower level party members are very much poor. They are not given any importance, or they cannot occupy the topmost positions, or they cannot improve their higher positions of the parties. Okay, so, some of the party members who are having money, if they donate money to the party, they can get a chance to contest the election, and they can win the election as MLA or MP, and even with the money power, they can become as a ministers of state level or central level, like this. Or muscle power, some of the persons who are having criminal background, they easily occupy topmost positions. So the criminal background persons, they earn money through unfair means. And they spend a lot of money to the party top leaders, and they ensure they join the political parties. All of a sudden, they are given chances to contest the elections. These chances are not given to lower level party members who were working really for the progress of the party for many decades together. So rich people as well as the people with a muscle power or criminal background, they enjoy the positions very easily. But the poor people, party members, they are always continuing in the lowest rank right from the beginning to end of their life. This is another challenge. Then meaningful choice. The voters must be given according to democratic system. During the election time, the voters must be given meaningful choices. If there are four candidates contesting for one constituency as a candidate for Lok Sabha election, the four candidates, one is very rich, another one has a criminal background, one is poor, but he is very decent candidate. Another one is may not a real contestant. So three are the real contestant. So one is rich person, but not good man. Another one is having criminal background. Another one is poor, but he is a good man. He will definitely work for the welfare of the constituency, welfare of the people, like that. So the voters have to elect the poor man. They may reject the other two candidates. This is the actual choice. But present political party system, almost all the political parties, they are giving chances of winning candidates. Winning candidates means they see the caste of the candidates, religion of the candidates. Okay, based on religion or caste or language, they are voting. Suppose in this Anupuram school is located in Kanchipuram parliamentary constituency. Here, which caste people form majority votes? The candidates are coming from that particular caste. that caste. This is what the caste politics is very dangerous to the democracy. But unfortunately, they are giving chance in this way only. So the real sense of democracy with a meaningful choice of candidates are not given. Another point, if you take the example of Great Britain, there are only two major political parties. One is Labour Party and one is Conservative Party. The two parties only actively contesting the election. They cannot, if both the candidates from these parties are not good, what the people or the voters get an actual choice? They have to elect either Labour Party candidate or Conservative Party candidate. There is no third party candidate. Okay, this doesn't give the meaningful choice. Now, the political parties must be reformed. There are some malpractices. They are doing some dirty politics. But it should not be allowed to continue as it is. Some corrections may be done. So, some corrections are suggested here. So, what are they? First of all, defection. Suppose some of the MLAs and MPs who are elected from the party ticket of a political party, but after some times they get money from the huge money from the other political party and they resign from this party, join to another political party. So this destroys the nature of the democracy and government is disturbed. They help to form another one government. This is what happened in the recent years in Karnataka state and Madhya Pradesh state. Karnataka and Madhya Pradesh, in both the states, the majority of the people voted for BJP. Second highest party was Congress. Third highest party was Janata Dal Secular, led by Mr. Kumaraswamy. So, but the single largest majority party was BJP. But Congress party and Janata Dal Secular joined together. Congress party got more seats than Secular. Both the parties wanted to destroy the chance of BJP forming the government. They joined the government. Congress supported to Mr. Kumaraswamy. He became as the chief minister. But this government could not survive for long duration of time. Because some MLAs were purchased by BJP. So they defected the Congress party and joined with the BJP. Now BJP formed the government. Same thing happened in Madhya Pradesh also. Madhya Pradesh, majority of the seats won by Congress party and BJP became as opposition party. Mr. Kamal Nath became as the chief minister of the government. Okay, but after some times, some MLAs were purchased by BJP. It was complained, I am not telling, it was the famous news in the all over India. Okay, so some MLAs were purchased by BJP and they formed the government. The BJP formed the government after removing Congress party government. This is a wrong practice. This must be removed. This type of defection must be stopped 100%. Then Supreme Court wants to keep the criminals contesting elections away. So for these purposes, affidavits must be introduced through the court. So they have to declare about the criminal cases pending, not only about the candidate but also about the family members. If the husband is contesting, the wife, then sons and daughters, their details and all must be submitted. But this system is not effectively working. The somewhat effective working system must be implemented. Then only this problem can be sorted out. Then Election Commission has taken some steps to improve the condition of election system, especially while any candidate, if they wanted to contest the elections, income tax returns must be submitted. They also imposed some rules that every candidate should not spend money for parliamentary election, Lok Sabha election, an amount is fixed. They should not spend money beyond that. Legislative Assembly constituency, an amount is fixed. But unfortunately, the Election Commission is not control the use of over money during the election campaigning time. There are lakhs only set for a Lok Sabha constituency for contesting election, but political parties spend crores of money, crores of rupees in every constituency that the Election Commission is not able to control them. Okay, so like this, there are so many challenges are there. So some suggestions are kept towards correcting the political parties. Political parties must be very strict to conduct internal elections. Some of the seats must be given to poor people, real members who are working for long duration. These are the suggestions kept by the like-minded leaders for effective functioning of the political party system. It should also be made as mandatory for giving seats for the poor, one-third seats for the women and the downtrodden people, so that that representatives may talk about the problems of the women and the poor people. Then another effective suggestion is that instead of parties spending their own money means they are earning the money through unfair means. They collect the donation from rich industrialists. Okay, but that should not be allowed. The common may grant some amount to the recognized political parties to meet their basic expenditure like petrol charges, paper charges, telephone charges, like this and all may be granted by the common, and they should not be allowed to spend a huge amount. Because in our country, for conducting one-time parliament election for the entire country, India has to spend thousands of crores rupees. India is a poor country. Election is must. But India must think about reducing the expenditure after the election. That money, if reduced successfully for the election, that money may be used for some constructive welfare programs of the nation. This way, election must be, your political parties must be regularized. If they are effectively regularized, then these parties can function well. Party system can help the people and their progress. And also they can help for the nation's progress. That's all. Thank you very much.